are really excited to get to talk with one of our Hallmark talent today. Today we are talking with Brandy Alexander. I'm film critic Rachel Wagner. And Brandy, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thanks for having me. This is so exciting.
Yeah. Well, we've seen you in so many different films, and especially after this last holiday season, we were like, we got to get Brandy on the podcast. And you have a new movie coming out today as the airing of this podcast with the Crossword Mysteries. Terminal Descent?
Descent. Yes.
Yeah, which is a really good name. They killed it on that name.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. Terminal Descent. So we're excited to see that one. We'll talk a little more later on. But you've been in a number of Hallmark films. But at the very beginning, what inspired you to get into acting to start with?
Oh, man.
I know, the huge question.
The question everyone gets asked. It's funny because I actually started acting. I got into acting when I was a kid. And yeah. My parents would bring me to auditions. And I was so nervous and scared as a child going into auditions that it just wasn't the right time for me. So I gave it a little pause. And then back, it was in grade 7 in elementary school, I did a Christmas school play. And I played the main character, which was N.O., the bad elf. And I actually had to audition for this part. It was between me and another classmate. And there were two showings of our play. One was in the matinee and one was the evening show, which was the one you wanted to do.
It's a double cast.
Yes. So what ended up happening was my fellow classmate got to do the matinee, which was for all of the students and the teachers. And then I got to play N.O. the Bad Elf in the evening show, which was for like all of the parents and relatives
to
see it. So I was just like, oh my gosh. Yeah. I got this part. This is amazing. So it kind of just rattled off from there. And that's kind of how I caught the acting bug.
You're like, second matinee.
Yeah, that's how it kind of started. And then I know
the bad elf. Is that like the Grinch or something?
Yes, the bad elf, which is funny. And here I am. I'm doing all these Christmas movies.
Was it a musical, N.O. the Bad Elf?
It wasn't a musical. It was kind of like the Grinch, you would say. I had that Grinch vibe where I didn't like Christmas and I didn't want to make toys. And at the end, they turned me around, all the kids in the play and the other elves turned me around, and I switched. I became a good elf, but I was originally the bad elf of the play.
Well,
kind of like the Grinch.
Yeah, that would be very upsetting if you stayed the bad elf. I mean,
right.
It could be like the Wicked Witch of the West or something like that of Christmas movies.
Yes,
this
exactly.
Was plays. No wonder the part was so in demand.
It was. It was so in demand. I was like, I have to get this, and I got it.
I think you need to pitch this to Hallmark. You can say you have experience.
I've got experience being the bad elf.
In the role. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that is really funny. So that inspired you to then go on to a career in acting. It's the highlight it's the high you're searching for ever since, right?
Ever since, yeah.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
So then did you go on to theater school or did you just dive in or what was kind of your path?
After that, I kind of, I took a bunch of classes and auditioned. And then it was kind of weird that it was like the teenage stage and I did a bunch of modeling and that was fun. And then after the modeling, I kind of went back to acting. I was like, no, this is what I want to do. This is what I should be doing. And so that's just how it's been ever since.
That's great. Do you remember the first role in television or in movies that you ever got?
Oh man. The first kind of major role for me was on Smallville. I played a sorority sister, and it was a scene with Tom Welling, Superman. And I was so excited and nervous at the same time because I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be in a scene with Tom Welling. Ah! But yeah, that was the main thing. And he was super cool, super outgoing. He's so talented. It made everything so much easier on the day. Well, that was my first major thing. Sorority sister on Smallville.
And Michael Rosenbaum were at Fan X here in Salt Lake,
Okay.
and they did a panel. I was dying laughing. They were so funny, and I've said for a long time that ever since I saw them, that they need to do like a road trip movie with the two of them. Just it would be so funny.
Oh, hilarious. Yeah, I could definitely see that.
It was really fun. So, and I think that he should be in Hallmark movies. Like, what is stopping him?
Right? I'm
Right?
surprised he hasn't.
Yeah,
Yeah.
he would be great.
They
They need to make that
need to make that happen.
happen. When you got the part in Smallville, did you just like freak out?
I did because it was like the first like major thing. I was like, oh my God, I told everyone. I told all my family members. Everyone watched it. And I was like, I just was, yeah. It was a small little part, but it was just to me, it was huge. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna be on Smallville.
I feel like everybody that's in movies or music should have their like that thing you do moment where you hear your or see or find out you're going to be in a part or hear your song on the radio and you're like, ah, out.
It's funny because anytime I book something, I still do the same kind of like freak out, like inner freak out, like the
Because it's a
it just
hustle.
happens.
It is not easy, that's for sure. So I can understand that. and so your first Hallmark movie, from what I could see, was A Gift to Remember. Is that correct?
It was actually the first Darrow and Darrow movie,
Oh,
the
but that was
first one.
before.
Yeah, so the first Darrow and Darrow movie was filmed in 2017, and that was my first ever Hallmark that I ever did, where I played Winnie, and it was directed by Peter DeLuise, and so he cast me in the first Hallmark that I ever did, and I just that from then it just the Hallmarks just kept happening. I was just like, yes, this is awesome. I love these. I love doing them.
What a great one to start with, because that series is so wonderful. I wish that we could get more of them,
I
and I hope
know.
that we get more of them.
Yes.
I know it's a tough cast to kind of gather and get everybody and working, but I love those scripts and I love everybody involved. I love Lila, I love Kimberly, I love Tom. I like the whole cast is so great.
Wendy and
And
Wendy, oh my gosh.
oh yeah, oh yeah. And Antonio and you and I love the whole little thing with you and Antonio. It's so cute. And you're collecting obscure laws.
Yeah. It's funny because we're both like in that movie, especially in that specific scene where we're collecting weird laws. It's like we both kind of unveil each other and unveil our inner geeks to each other, which is cool. We geek out and it's so awesome. I love doing that scene with
It
Antonio.
was so cute. And I think you two have really good chemistry. I could see you two doing a movie together.
Oh man, that would be so fun.
It would be really good. And we love him. He's one of our favorites. And so I don't know. I wish that they would even give you both like a solid plot together, like a solid plot thread, maybe in one of them. That would be really fun.
It would be awesome. Fingers crossed, hopefully in the future.
That would be good. It's definitely one of my favorite series that they've ever done, if not as far as the mysteries, that's for sure.
Yes,
It's
I
because it's
love
not
it.
really a mystery, it's more a courtroom drama,
Yes, a
courtroom
courtroom drama.
show. And the script is very good in that. And but you did both of the Gift to Remember movies.
Yes.
And those are really good. And Ali Liebert and Peter Borte, everybody so delightful.
Oh yeah, they're so, Peter and Ali are so talented and they're such sweethearts. It was so fun working with them on both of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if there's going to be another one where they
Yeah, I mean that, hey, is because most Hallmark sequels are not great. Like, they don't have a great track record. And but that one was good. That one was a good one. And so I'd take a third one. Absolutely.
Yes. They have such great chemistry together, those two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And it's just very warm-hearted and very sweet. And they didn't make the mistake of a lot of times in the Hallmark sequels, the problem is a lot of times they don't know what to do next. Your couple's together. What do we do next? Right. And a lot of times, strangely, they end up going kind of dark and they end up having the couple break up and stuff. And I'm like, what? That's not what we want.
No.
That's the last thing we want. And so they didn't break up. Thank goodness. They just had conflict and they dealt with it. And there you go. So that's why it was good.
Yes. So hopefully we'll see another one without conflict, and hopefully something good will happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, and so you've worked with, you got to work with Paul Campbell a couple times.
Yes.
With The Last Bridesmaid and Wedding Every Weekend. And he's a podcast favorite. He was the first, I guess, celebrity interview that we ever did on our podcast. Wow. Way back in 2017. It was our first time with Paul, and we've interviewed him a number of times, five times since then. Wow. So he's great.
He's such a funny guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so nice. And he seems like he'd be really fun to work with in those projects.
It's constant laughter on set that sometimes we have to be told to keep it down. But yeah, he's so fun to work with. He comes with the laughs and he makes everything so super positive and fun on set. It's it's such a nice time on set with him.
Yeah. Well, Wedding Every Weekend, that was filmed like the first project filmed almost anywhere, I think, in all Canada or the United States after the shutdown. And what was that like?
Oh my gosh. Wow. It was the first project, if I can remember. It was it was funny because we were actually supposed to film Wedding Every Weekend before the pandemic, and the pandemic hit and it was like, okay, are we still filming it? It's being put on the back burner. And then once the pandemic, or once, you know, the quarantine stopped, it was kind of like we were given the green light. It was like, what, we're gonna film this? It was just kind of surreal, because it's like we've been on hold for months and then all of a sudden it's like, okay, we get to film this thing. So I mean, it was scary and it was fun at the same time, because it's like, okay, what are the protocols? What's going on here? Is it safe to do this? Is it not? So kind of like a learning curve for us, just with everything going on, wearing masks, wearing shields, sanitizing, washing hands, social distancing on set. It was like being tested every day. It was just being, all the precautions were taken, which was great because it just made us feel safe on set.
So you felt comfortable, you felt safe.
Yes.
But
just because of all the precautions that were taken, it felt safe to come back to work, and it felt so good to see people. Human contact.
Yeah, I mean, I've been so grateful that I've had the podcast, but even still, I miss group activities so much.
Yeah, tell me about it.
I feel like once this is over, I, at least for the first month or two, I'm just going to be saying yes to like every group activity possible.
Okay, I agree.
I'll go. Because I miss it so much. I haven't been to church in almost a year, which is just crazy.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. I can't wrap my head around it. It's funny because as I try to remember how it was before, and it's kind of, we've gotten used to living like this.
I know, which is so like, bad.
Yeah, it's weird because it happened, and all of a sudden I'm like, okay, I mean, I remember what life was like before, but it's like, there was just, I mean, to the extent of the precautions we have to take, it's just like, I can remember, but I can't, you know what I mean? It's that weird thing of like experiencing all the freedoms that we took for granted.
Yeah. Like, it's so true. You think of things that I used to just be like, yeah, I don't know if I'll do that or be involved in that. Now I'm just would do about anything to participate in certain things. And I'm sure that after sort of the honeymoon period, it'll kind of die down, but and you know, you'll probably begin to take things for granted too soon.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, it's going to be and I can't wait to be able to go and visit my sister because it's been so long, because she's in Virginia.
Oh.
And I haven't seen my nieces in so long. And so I can't wait for that. But anyway, yeah. So yeah, you have been in a lot of Hallmark movies and with a lot of our favorite Hall stars, like obviously Paul Campbell, like we talked about. You were in Our Christmas Love Song with Alicia Witt, who we love. Yes.
Yeah, I love that one.
Mm-hmm. She's so fun.
She's so fun and she's so talented. Mm-hmm. She learned to play the guitar just like that for that movie. It was
really? Wow. I didn't realize that.
Because I believe she plays piano. But I believe for that movie, she picked up playing the guitar just like that. And I guess it was just so easy for her because she was already already played the piano. And so I guess it was just, the transition is just a lot easier when you're already playing
an instrument. That makes sense. That makes sense. So yeah, and you were in Falling for You with Taylor and Tyler.
Yes, Taylor and Tyler. That was a super fun one as well.
Yeah. Evidently they played a lot of ping pong in that
I heard they did. I didn't see it, but I heard that
never
they
got
did.
To play.
I didn't get to play, no.
That's
I wish.
It's too bad. Really funny. I mean, I absolutely loved that movie. The only thing I thought was hilarious was they didn't seem to understand what a Bachelor Bake Off was. Like, we need to explain this? Like, what? But that one was fun. But I think we need to have you and Jamie Calica in a movie. I mean, you've already been in a movie, but in a lead movie.
Yes.
Because he's so charming.
He's so charming. He's talented. He's everything. He's great to work with. He's funny. I love working with Jamie, and I hope that we can work together again. Yeah. We had great chemistry. We had banter. It was it was such a hoot working with him.
Yeah. And I don't know, he's very sweet, very charming. And I just, why not? I mean, it would be really fun. I think they should do it. But then in A Timeless Christmas, it was interesting because in that movie, you got to play kind of struggling actors. Was that a little meta?
To play? I mean, there was some method acting there. I mean, I had some real stuff to pull from, you know?
Yeah. That's what I thought.
It was awesome. When I read the script, I was like, okay, I get this.
Yeah.
And it's funny because me and my husband, Zap Peru, who plays my husband in the movie, we were both the struggling actors in the movie.
Yeah.
So like, we both looked at each other like, we're doing this. This is the thing. I'm like, yeah, I know a thing or two about that.
Yeah. It's like, way to make me stretch here, Hallmark.
There's a lot of truth to that one.
But I really liked that element, though. It was a very strong B story to the, you know, to the main story of this couple that you don't typically get to see married couples like that that have a real arc in these movies and them kind of figuring out what they want out of their marriage and what they want out of their life. And I thought it was really sweet.
Yeah, I really liked how that script touched on us. And it got to explore a little bit of what we were going through, and the audience got to see that and come along for the ride. I mean, so many times it's just, you know, the main stars, the main couple of the movie, and you know, you get to see a little bit of, you know, the best friend and the husband and you know, the secondary characters. But I really loved how in A Timeless Christmas, how you got to see us grow and struggle and get through the little rift that happened. And I think that was so neat that the audience got to experience that with us.
Yeah, I think so too. And I think a lot of times these ones that are based off of books, I think are usually especially strong because it's like they've had that many more kind of turns around the story and that many kind of edits. And I think the fact this was one of the first of the Hallmark publishing books to get turned into a movie, I think you can really see that in the actual film. And it was really fun. I mean, and Ryan Pavey is just the perfect person to play that kind of role.
Of course.
Absolutely perfect.
He is perfect.
Yeah. So when you get a role in one of these Hallmark or Lifetime type films, what's the general kind of process? You get the role, they send you the script. How many do you usually have, like a week or 2 weeks, or can it be, it just depends, to kind of get ready, or maybe
It
shorter?
depends. It really depends. Sometimes if you're lucky, I mean, I'm speaking for myself. I can't speak for other actors or the main leads in movies, but usually you tend to get them maybe a week before or even like 3 or 4 days before. And so, I mean, the first thing I do is I just get into it and read the script once and then another like a few times so I just understand what's going on. And then I start to I don't like to freak myself out because I'm like, oh my God, I have this many scenes, I've got to learn the lines. But I mean, I know the stories, right? We know the Hallmark stories, we know how they typically go. So there's always a you know there's always a way how they work. So when you follow that, it's like, okay, so I'm gonna take it. I like to take things day by day because that way I don't fluster myself and I'm like, oh, I gotta learn all this stuff. I like to give myself time, and that's how I put my mind at ease. I take it day by day.
So they tell you we're shooting so and so scene today, have that one ready, and then the like the evening before you go through and learn those passages.
Yeah, usually you get the shooting schedule, right? And you have the script and you go through what you're shooting on what days. And if you're lucky, it stays like that. And sometimes it'll change and they'll move scenes around if they're moving fast or if they're behind. So it depends. So it's I always like to be prepared, but I don't like to stress myself out. I like to give myself time, but I mean, have everything kind of prepped and then just let myself go through the process smoothly and not stressed out.
Do you have any secrets for learning your lines, or is it pretty stressful for you?
Wouldn't say it's stressful. If you know the story and if you know the story really well, then it makes learning the scenes and learning your dialogue that much easier. The story is so important.
Do they, for the most part, stick pretty close to the script in these movies, or do you get to, do people do any ad-libbing kind of thing?
From my experience for Hallmarks, we tend to like to stick to the script and what the writer has written. You know, every now and then you might be able to add in a little this and that, but you tend to like to stick to what is on the script and what's written, mm-hmm. just to, you know, respect for the writer.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Yeah, so you have this Crossword Mysteries Terminal Descent coming up. And are you mainly working with Lacey?
Yes.
In your scenes?
Yes. So in Terminal Descent, Crossword Mysteries number 4, I play Viv Banks. I work in public relations at a big tech company called Xcal. And I get reintroduced to my longtime old friend, Tess Harper, who is played by Lacey Chabert. And of course, she's a whiz at crosswords. Mm-hmm. And we have this big crossword puzzle contest. So we get reintroduced that way. She comes over to the company to do this. Don't tell anymore because that will give it away. That's all I'm going to say. We get reintroduced because she's doing a crossword puzzle contest.
That sounds really fun. I'm looking forward to it. And it's been a pretty fun series so far. I thought the last one was particularly good. So this one should be fun. And with a name like Terminal Descent, it makes it sound like it's going to be on a plane, but no.
It is not.
It's a Lacey Chabert versus the computer, evidently. Exciting.
Yes.
Yeah.
The AI system.
The AI. It doesn't
the
stand
AI.
A yeah. Well, that would be fun. Is this your? Well, I mean, aside from the Daro Daros, that's the only other mysteries you've done, right?
Yeah. This is the only other Hallmark mystery that I have ever done, and. Mm. I really like them. I'm hoping in the future I would love to do more. I love how they are, and I love watching them. I love watching them and coming along the ride to solve who was the murderer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're a lot of fun. And you were in Love Lights, Hanukkah. What was your part in that? I couldn't remember.
I played Christina's best friend. I played Janet. And that was such a neat one to be a part of as well, with her finding her roots and being Jewish. I think it was just so neat because, I mean, that was like an original kind of script. I mean, how often do you get to see that happen in a movie? I mean, mm-hmm. I know now there's so many of these commercials and for taking DNA tests to find out what you are. And it was just so neat how this was incorporated into this script. Mm-hmm. It was just.
Yeah, it was really, really sweet. And I thought how they handled both the Hanukkah and the Christmas aspects was really well done. And Mary Lou Henner is such a delight. Yes. That was fun to see her in it. And Ben Savage. That was amazing.
It was amazing working with him as well. He's just it's Ben Savage.
Yeah, it's like, welcome to Hallmark. Please be in more movies, Ben Savage.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. Well, so we like to end our interviews with some fun, we call them sort of our silly questions. Okay. And so let's do this. The first question, what is the best ice cream flavor?
My best ice cream flavor is green tea matcha.
Oh,
love.
That sounds good. All right. What is your favorite color?
My favorite color is all shades blue. Any shade of blue. Good. I love blue.
Okay. Very good. All right. What music are you into?
I love all kinds of music, but right now it's funny. Because we can't travel, I'm actually trying to recreate my trip to Italy a few years ago. So I've been listening to a lot of Italian cafe jazz.
Oh.
So I play it in the morning when I'm having my coffee. I play it in the bathtub when I'm having a bath. I'm into the Italian coffee jazz right now.
Yeah. Is that like a playlist or something on Spotify that you can listen to?
It is actually. Yeah. It's actually called Italian Jazz Experience. It's awesome.
I will definitely have to check it out. I didn't know that. All right. Back when we could go outside, what was your go-to date night food?
Oh. Pizza. There's this one place. It's Neapolitan pizza. And it's called La Ruta. It is so good. It's just this nice, thin, kind of floppy crust. And it's just, oh my God, it just melts in your mouth. It's amazing.
Yum. Nothing better. That sounds delicious. Well, what is your go-to date night activity back when we can go outside?
Well, back when we could go outside, you know, I don't think it's changed. I think it's still a good watching a good staying in and watching a good movie or starting a new series. I was into that even before the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. What, have you had any good binges lately?
Okay, this is funny because for the longest time I was putting off finishing Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. And I have finally finished the entire series 10 years later. But that's my most recent series binge finish.
Did the ending? Did you not like the ending?
You know what? It caught me really off guard, but I liked how that happened because, of course, you know, we're rooting for, you know, the obvious, but I liked how it was just completely out of nowhere at the ending. I love that.
Yeah. I never watched the show, but I just heard from my friends that it was very, very divisive. The ending.
It was
controversial. Well, good. That's good. There's been a lot of fun binges. You should watch Bridgerton. It's very spicy.
Oh, I started it. It's good.
Yeah, it's very good. Not Hallmark at all, but it's very good. No. Yes. All right. So what do you prefer, dogs or cats?
Small dogs. I love dogs.
Oh,
I love dogs.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Okay. What do you prefer, beaches or mountains?
Oh, mountains. I prefer mountains. And it's funny because during this whole pandemic, I mean, you know, you had to get out and do something. So I found a whole bunch of new trails and hikes to do. And I just fell in love with mountains over these this past year. It's been great. I love mountains.
Cool. Yeah. Very good. All right. Would you rather be in a fancy dress or at home in sweats? It's a weird question in quarantine.
Okay. I mean, I've been wearing sweats for the past, how long now? Actually pajamas, but you know what? I, I miss getting dressed up. I miss, you know what? I'm going to have to say dressing up.
Mm-hmm. Dress. Yeah. I might have said stay at home before, but now it's just like, I'm ready to get out of my yoga pants and wear like real clothes.
Getting all dressed up to go to the supermarket.
Yeah. all right. What is your favorite holiday to celebrate?
Oh my gosh. Christmas, of course. Christmas. Yes.
Good. That's very on brand. Very good. Do you ever get like sick of Christmas because you're making Christmas movies all year? You're like, oh, burn.
I don't. Can I tell you? I don't get sick of Christmas. I mean, filming Christmas movies when it's not, you know, the season is so much fun. It gets me into Christmas. And I put all my Christmas decorations and my tree up early because of it. Mm-hmm. That's how much I love Christmas.
I had mine up pretty early this year too. It was up like the first week of November.
After Halloween. Mm-hmm. Right after Halloween. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's,
yeah. It was the first
or anything to week. Prolong.
Yeah, especially this year where we just needed that cheerfulness.
Oh, I agree. Yeah. Mm.
All right, last question. Do you have a favorite Hallmark movie? You can pick one of your own.
My favorite Hallmark movie? Or romantic movie? Or...
Yeah, that's fine. Or romantic movie.
Huh. Favorite romantic movie. Favorite romantic movie. Okay, this isn't really a conventional romantic movie.
Ooh.
But in my eyes, to me, it's romantic. Okay, this is going to come out of left field. Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Whoa.
I mean, it's not considered a romance movie, but to me, it is. I really love this movie because of the romance you see with Dracula, played by Gary Oldman, and Winona Ryder. I just mm-hmm. find that you get to see that Dracula has a heart, and you follow along with that romantic tale. And I love that movie for that reason, because he's not just this.
Yeah.
Bloodthirsty Dracula. You see that he actually has a heart.
Yeah.
And so for me, that is my romantic movie that I love.
I like the unconventional choice. I mean, and it has an incredible cast. Anthony Hopkins, Keanu Reeves, Carrie Elwes, Billy Campbell, like an incredible, incredible cast for that one. Yes. So yes. Francis Ford Coppola directing. You can't go wrong with that one. So very, I like it. I like the unconventional choice. Very fun. Well, thank you so much for coming and talking with us. This was a lot of fun getting to know you. And do you have social media you'd like to share?
Yes. You can follow me on Instagram. And my handle is at @TheBrandyAlexander. It's all lowercase. And you can also follow me on Twitter, Brandy's Tweeting. My name and tweeting.
Great. And we'll have all that in the description section. So everybody make sure to check that out and follow Brandy on social media. And make sure you're following the podcast at Hallmark is Pod and Hallmark is Podcast, all over social media. And you can find me at Rachel's Reviews all over social media and on iTunes and YouTube. And you can follow if you're listening to the podcast on iTunes, please leave your ratings and reviews. And if you are listening on YouTube, please give this video a thumbs up, subscribe to the channel. We really, really appreciate it. And thank you again so much, Brandy, for coming on, talking with us. And I hope you have a very successful upcoming months in your projects and everything else going on.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. This was so much fun. I hope to do it again.
Yes, definitely. We'll have you back. So, all right. Well, thanks so much. And we'll talk to you all later. Bye, everyone.
Bye.